Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let the earth and all living things praise the greatness of God. Let all people extol the glory of Adonai. Stars and planets flung in orbit, galaxies that swirl through space, powers hid within the atom, cells that form an infant's face. These, O God, in silence praise you, by your wisdom they are made. Skies adorned with sunset splendor, silent peaks in calm repose, golden fields awaiting harvest, foaming surf and fragrant rose. Earth, her bounty, clothed with beauty, echoes all creation's praise. Life in wondrous wild profusion, seed and fruit, each flower and tree, beast and fish and swarming insect, soaring bird rejoicing free. These your creatures join in chorus, praising you in wordless song. Humankind, earth's deepest mystery, born of dust but touched by grace, torn apart by tongue and color, yet a single striving race. We in whom you trace your image, add our words to nature's song. Gracious God, we bring before you gifts of human life alone, truth that throbs through song and story, visions caught in paint and stone. These, O God, we gladly offer, gifts to praise the giver's name. Christ the Word before creation, as creation's final goal, once you came for earth's redemption, by your Spirit make earth whole. Then, O God, the new creation will your praise forever sing. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. You angels and all powers of Adonai, O heavens and all waters above the heavens, sun and moon and stars of the sky, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. Every shower of rain and fall of dew, all winds and fire and heat, winter and summer, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O chill and cold, drops of dew and flakes of snow, frost and cold, ice and sleet, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O Mother Earth, O mountains and hills and valleys, all that grows upon the earth, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O springs of water, seas and streams, O whales and all that move in the waters, all birds of the air, glorify Adonai. Praise God and highly exalt God forever. O beasts of the wild, and all you flocks and herds, all women and men everywhere, glorify Adonai. Praise God, and highly exalt God forever. Let us glorify the One and the Word, and exalt the Holy Breath. In the firmament of God's power and love, glorify Adonai. Praise God, and highly exalt God forever. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. When Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. Thanks be to God. Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. He entered not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He has won for us an eternal redemption. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Christ has entered the sanctuary once and for all. He has won for us an eternal redemption. We are the siblings of Jesus, if we do the will of his Abba. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that free from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. We are the siblings of Jesus, if we do the will of his Abba. Alleluia. Based on the teachings of St. Francis de Sales. May we have patience with all things, especially with ourselves. May we trust that you are in charge of all things today and will take care of all things tomorrow. Shield us today from suffering, or give us unfailing strength to bear all things with joy. Help us to be at peace in the present moment, and to dismiss all anxious thoughts and imagination. May we not wish to be anything other than who you made us to be. When we wander away from the shelter of your love, lead us back to you with quiet and simplicity. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Hide, Abba, in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. Direct all our actions by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit and further them on with your continual help, so that every prayer and work of ours may always begin from you and through you be brought to completion. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May God lead us safely through all things, and when we can no longer endure it, may God surround us with loving arms of compassion. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.